Hello.
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is me.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I
Yes, ma'am.
help you?
I was trying to open up an unemployment claim.
Okay, I can help you with that. Takes about 15 minutes to do it over the phone, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What's your social security number?
422-020173.
Okay, 422-0201. Did you say 73?
73. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
Tori Bell.
Your date of birth?
February 4th, 1977.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Linda Bell.
And your Alabama driver's license number?
773-1523.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever worked under any other name?
No, ma'am.
And you're a female, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
10th.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that will be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I have the Alabama Advantage card.
Okay. And by law, I have to read this verbal disclosure to you since you chose the card, so please bear with me one moment
Yes, ma'am.
while I read this. You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card and payments will be made to your existing account. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we're required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls.
Okay.
Okay, hold on one moment. Okay. Comerica Bank charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, but there are fees for, there's two other fees. There is a $1 inactivity fee that's charged after 12 months with no activity, and card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and 19 for expedited delivery. There's an international transaction fee that's 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your mailing address?
3611 Rice Mine Road, Lot 201, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35406.
Okay. And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's a good telephone number for you?
205-249-6296.
Okay, 205-249-6296.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your address as 3611 Rice Mine Road, Northeast, Lot 201 in Tuscaloosa, 35406.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? The Buffaloes, the Cowboys, the Pioneers, the Tigers, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following street addresses in Northport have you ever lived at or been associated with? 11617 Bell Mead Circle, 260 Amanda Drive, 3 Northgate Circle, 5202 Lakehurst Drive, or none of the above?
3 Northgate Circle.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1750 40th Avenue, 177 Gillian Road, 3904 Napoleon Court, 4028 Charing Cross Lane, or I've never been associated with these addresses?
1750 40th Avenue.
Okay. And moving on, okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what is the last day that you worked at your job?
December the... What Friday was?
The 9th?
December the, today is the 12th, 11th, December the 9th.
Okay, December the 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you physically and mentally able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or attending training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
$14.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your return to work date?
January the 9th,
okay.
2023.
And what's your job title?
A cook.
And are you looking for work in that same type of occupation?
Yes.
And who is your last employer?
Gil Grilling.
Okay, could it possibly be under another name?
There it is. Work.
Wait, there it is, Gil Grilling.
Yes, ma'am.
I see it. And a phone number for them, please.
Hold on, let me get that on my phone. It is 240-755-9149.
Okay, thank you. And when did you start working there?
In October of 2016.
Okay. And your last day was December 9th. And what city did you work in?
Tuscaloosa.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you're no longer working there because of a temporary layoff?
Yes. We off for the Christmas holidays.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you'll grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary pen number.
Okay. Okay.
All right, your temporary pin number is 7377.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to give you a couple more things to write down, and then we'll be finished, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you're going to log in to this website.
Okay.
It's Alabama Works. That's all one word.
Alabama Work.
Dot Alabama. Dot gov. And that's to update your online resume with the Alabama Career Center. Because you have a return to work date, this doesn't necessarily apply to you, but I have to read it anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address you're going to go to is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file your weekly certification over the phone, then the number that you're going to call is, 205-458-2282.
458-2282.
Yes. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you're going to make your first certification by telephone or internet beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number.
Okay.
It's 800-361-4524.
Yes, ma'am.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.